This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Pin Chasers. Pin Chasers is celebrating 60 years in the Tampa Bay area, and their big 60th birthday party is this Sunday, November 3rd. All three Pin Chasers locations celebrating their 60th birthday, and here's what you get to come celebrate their birthday. For 60 cents, you can bowl a game. For 60 cents, you can buy a hot dog. For 60 cents, you can buy an order of fries. For 60 cents, you can buy a soda. And it's not like you're limited, one of each per person. Bowl as many games as you like for 60 cents a game. Eat as many hot dogs as you like. We're not going to turn this into a Joey Chestnut thing, I don't think. For 60 cents a hot dog. Drink as many sodas as you want for 60 cents a soda. Eat as many orders of fries as you want for 60 cents an order of fries. And remember, your shoes are always free at Pin Chasers. You don't pay to rent shoes. And even if you don't have the right socks, just ask Pin Chasers and they will provide a new pair of socks for you to wear with the free shoes. Can they do any more for you? The birthday celebration is at all three locations, 6816 Gale Boulevard in Zephyr Hills, 4847 North Armenia in Midtown Tampa, 5555 West Hillsborough Avenue, just east of the Veterans Expressway, just north of the tip of the landing strip of Tampa International Airport, 9 a.m. to 12 midnight. 9 a.m. to 12 midnight, Sunday, November 3rd. 60-cent bowling, 60-cent hot dogs, 60-cent order of fries, 60-cent sodas. Shoes are always free. Socks if you need them for free. Congrats, Anthony Peroni. Thank you for what you do for me. So many charities in the Bay Area like Big Brothers Big Sisters, Apple a Day Foundation, Pin Chasers, big supporter of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments as well. The Todd Wright Toddcast is also presented by Full Torque Fitness. FullTorqueFitness.com, 727-351-5164, 727-351-5164. Again, FullTorqueFitness.com. This is specifically for those of you who listen to me who enjoy playing golf, whether it's once every week, once every couple weeks, you play every free day you have. If any of these three questions that I ask you apply to you, Daniel Shipman at Full Torque Fitness can help. Do you experience low back pain as a result of playing golf? Do you get tired playing golf? Do you feel like your hips are not allowing you to play the game of golf properly? If you answer yes to any of those three, Daniel Shipman can help you. It's called a Titleist Performance Institute screening. And he'll put you through it. He'll find out what your limitations are. He'll help you remove those limitations, get more out of your game, and help you feel better about playing it, right? Because especially for those of you that experience those three things, it makes you less likely to play. Golf is supposed to be enjoyed, whether you're making pars or you're making bogeys. But if any of those three things are happening, you're less likely to keep playing as much as you would want to. And Full Torque Fitness can help. Again, it's FullTorqueFitness.com, FullTorqueFitness.com. They are also at every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament with a stretch table, or with the massage tables for free pre-tournament stretching where you can talk to Daniel and his associates personally. They will be at Todd Wright Tour 22. Coming up at West Chase Golf Club on Saturday, December the 14th. All right, this quick, let's see how quick it is. Todd Wright Toddcast, I'm recording at roughly 1 p.m. Eastern time on Monday. And because I take shots at many people in the media, nationally, locally, and I enjoy Instagram and Twitter sites like Freezing Cold Takes that expose media for obvious mistakes that they should be accountable for, I want you to hold me accountable as well. Now, did I make a major mistake here, career changing? No. But I'm going to admit that I got something wrong. The San Francisco 49ers. And some of you probably caught this. And for those of you that did, thank you for paying attention to me. Thank you for paying attention to the Niners. And I have no skin in the game here on the San Francisco 49ers. None. Sure, I know John Lynch. I've done radio with John Lynch. I've talked golf, baseball, football. John Lynch helped me with a favor a number of years ago to a friend and Broncos fan. John's a solid human being. He's assembled a much better team than I thought. Good for John. Good for the Niners. And I am admitting my mistake. They are 7-0. Only the New England Patriots are unbeaten. And some would say what the Niners have done is as or more impressive, some, it's arguable, than the Patriots. Now, the Patriots have won all these Super Bowls. Now, the Niners have also won a lot of Super Bowls, but not with this group, not with John Lynch, not with Jimmy G, not with Kyle Shanahan. The Niners won their Super Bowls with household names like Joe Montana, Steve Young, Jerry Rice, Roger Craig, Ronnie Lott, Bill Walsh, George Seifert, right? It's different. And it was Lynch's job to get them back into the mix. Through 8 weeks, they've had a bye. They're in the mix. In a very, very competitive NFC, they're the only unbeaten team. Now, you also know that I play fantasy. I do a fantasy podcast. And there hasn't been much that you could count on week to week as a fantasy option with the Niners. Maybe their DST was the best option. I was right in predicting that too many fantasy people were going overboard about what George Kittle would do this year. I was right on that. Look, the targets are there. Since week three, no tight end has been targeted more than George Kittle in the National Football League. So, I mean, the targets are there. And that's just one sample to give you an idea. But the Niners are winning utilizing multiple running backs, a wide receiving core that was just bolstered as Lynch went out, made a deal with an organization he's familiar with, Denver, to bring in a veteran wide receiver who can still get it done in Emmanuel Sanders. Jimmy Garoppolo, look, no one's calling him a game manager because that has a bad connotation, but that's part of what he's doing because he doesn't turn the ball over. I can tell you, his numbers aren't necessarily fantasy friendly, like a Deshaun Watson or a healthy Patrick Mahomes or even a Russell Wilson or a Lamar Jackson. But Garoppolo is winning games, and that's all Lynch wants him to do, that it doesn't translate to fantasy. Doesn't matter to John Lynch. It doesn't. It matters to those of us that play fantasy, but there's a difference here. And I'm not distracted by that difference. When you put a team together that just knows how to win games, does the little things, plays very physical, plays efficiently, and is well prepared and doesn't hurt itself, I'm going to take notice. Now the question I ask myself is, how good are they? I'm admitting I was wrong. I didn't think they were even average. I had Shanahan headed out the door, and Lynch maybe shortly after them, after Shanahan. Nope. But how good are they? So can I walk through this very quickly? So we're all on the same page here. They're 7-0. In order, here are their wins. Bucks, Bengals, Steelers, Browns, Rams, Redskins, and they just knocked the shit out of the Panthers. And the first time the Panthers had lost with Kyle Allen at the helm. Not a lot stands out in that group of teams. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. and I'm not going back on the negative with the Niners. But let's take them one by one. The Bucs stink. The Bengals stink more. The Steelers in week three are the only team to put up 20 against them. And they did it 1 week after they lost Ben Roethlisberger. And some of that was in garbage time. But the Steelers aren't good either. They're trying to figure out a way, I guess, here to get competitive the rest of the year. Or it's just biding time until Mike Tomlin finds the exit strategy to Washington, D.C. The Browns are bad. They beat the Rams 20-7 the week after the Rams gave up 55 to the Bucs. The Rams are still figuring things out. The Skins stink almost as much as the Bengals. And the Panthers had been playing really well. And that's also the timing of this podcast, was because of what the Niners did to the Panthers. And that got my attention. So there's not a lot on that schedule that says wow, but the body of work is still undefeated, and how they have accomplished it is still impressive. The Niners will play this coming Thursday night against the Arizona Cardinals, who until Sunday had put together a pretty good recent month. And then Sunday, in Drew Brees' return in New Orleans, the Cardinals didn't look like they were in the same class as the Saints. Not even close. So a short week for the Cardinals to turn around and play another quality defensive team in the Niners, one that most consider better defensively than the Saints, and I'm a big believer in the Saints' defense. So that's probably 8-0. Then what? The remaining eight games for the Niners will tell us a lot. They host the Seahawks. Haven't played them yet. Then they host the Cardinals. So getting the Cardinals two of the next 3 weeks, minimum, right, we're looking at 8-1 here, even if they lose at home to the Seahawks, which they'll be favored in the game. Then they host the Packers. Yeah, that could be fun. Then they go cross-country to the Ravens. Obviously a very unique team to prepare for because of the Lamar Jackson dynamic and how creative of a coach John Harbaugh is. Then they go to New Orleans after that. So yes, in a stretch of 3 weeks, let's say the Niners even win that game at home to the Seahawks. So they could be 10-0, and then back-to-back-to-back, host Green Bay, at the Ravens, at the Saints. Those 3 weeks are going to tell us a lot about this Niner team and just how good they are, because they are good. Those 3 weeks will tell us more, and I look forward to seeing what the Niners do in those three games, because I have a feeling in those 3 weeks they will deal with challenges and adversity they haven't dealt with all year. The way to answer the question of how good you really are is how you handle those things. Just take a look at the Tampa Bay Lightning from last year, and you can see how some teams aren't ready for stuff like that. That three-week stretch will tell us just how good the Niners are and if they are ready. Again, I was wrong. The Niners are good, and they have my attention for all the right reasons. Remember, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast comes your way once or twice a week for those of you that want fantasy information. Also, there is a spinoff of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast called the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin that is a specific fantasy preview, both season-long and DFS, for the Bucks and their opponent each week. And that is sponsored by Brandon Legal Group. The Todd Wright Toddcast is sponsored, and I'm very appreciative, by Pin Chasers and Full Torque Fitness. Thank you very much for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thanks for subscribing. Remember, you can find me on social media. On Facebook, I'm Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, or on my Instagram at ToddWright2019.